The next dictation by Dr. Sharon Hermes, MD, is patient Desiree Weiss Epstein. First name Desiree, last name capital Weiss hyphen capital Epstein. This is a treadmill exercise stress test file. Weiss hyphen Epstein space D. Again, Weiss hyphen Epstein is the last name space D. So the file should be EST space Weiss hyphen Epstein space D. EST space Weiss hyphen Epstein space D. Treadmill exercise stress test, Cardio Care Associates, date of examination 12/30/22. Referring physician, Miriam Benoff, NP. Performing physician, Sharon Armaes, MD. New paragraph, clinical indication. 54-year-old female with history of atrial septal helical occluder. New paragraph. ECG stress interpretation. New paragraph. Baseline ECG. Normal sinus rhythm. RSR prime V1, V2. New paragraph. Baseline blood pressure. Colon 120 over 78. Period. Baseline heart rate. Colon 79 beats per minute, period, new paragraph. The patient underwent treadmill exercise stress test utilizing a Bruce protocol. The patient exercised for 7 minutes and 5 seconds, semicolon 1 minute and 5 seconds into stage 3 of a Bruce protocol to peak heart rate of 154, parentheses, 93% maximum predicted heart rate, close parentheses, period. At peak stress, the patient had a blood pressure 138 over 78, with a peak heart rate, blood pressure proactive 21252. Period. Upon cessation of exercise, the patient underwent a 1 minute cool down period at a speed of 1.2 miles per hour and a grade of 0%. New paragraph. Patient not experienced any chest discomfort during stress of the recovery period. She experienced dyspnea at peak stress. Stress was terminated due to fatigue. Patient exhibited good exercise tolerance with a functional capacity in the range of 8 mets. The patient had a mildly attenuated blood pressure response to stress. The patient had a normal heart rate response to exercise. The patient had a final blood pressure of 112 over 72 and a heart rate of 99 at the end of the recovery period. There were no significant arrhythmias noted during stress of the recovery period. At peak stress, during stress, and during the recovery period, there were no diagnostic ECG changes of ischemia. New paragraph. Conclusions. 1. Normal ECG portion treadmill exercise stress test without diagnostic ECG changes of ischemia. 2. The patient did not experience any chest discomfort and experienced dyspnea only at peak stress. 3. The patient exhibited good exercise tolerance with a functional capacity in the range of 8 mets, decreased from her prior stress test. Suggesting an increased component of deconditioning. 4, the patient had a mildly attenuated blood pressure response to stress, period. The patient had a normal heart rate response to exercise. Five, there were no significant arrhythmias noted during stress of the recovery period. Thank you for the kind referral of this patient. Sincerely, Sharon Armaes, MD.